We're standing at the memorial to the 74th Pennsylvania Volunteer Infantry, a monument that sits alongside West Howard Avenue here on a very heavily trafficked stretch of Park Avenue. This two-way stretch of Howard gets an amazing amount of traffic, a whole lot of it from locals and a lot of it at frighteningly high speed, unfortunately. This monument has been struck many times over the years by automobiles. Several years ago, it was struck so badly, the monument was broken into multiple pieces and had to be very carefully put back together. A wonderful job being done to put it back together. But now here, as we stand here on the evening of July 18th, this memorial has been hit yet one more time. Very recently, some sort of motor vehicle struck the 74th Pennsylvania Monument and has done some damage. Fortunately, not as serious as several years ago, but serious enough. The figure has been knocked askew from the center of the memorial, and the center has been knocked askew from the base. The question that we have to ask ourselves is, do we want to wait until this monument is completely shattered to take some action, or do we want to be proactive about this and hopefully prevent the destruction of one of Gettysburg's most beautiful and unique memorials? The National Park Service mission, which in many cases they do so well, is the preservation and protection of resources on this national park. But the 74th Pennsylvania Memorial can't wait a whole lot longer. It's only a matter of time before this thing is pulverized by some ill-conceived motor vehicle operator. And I, for one, would hate to see that happen. It's my sincere hope that that the park will do its usual excellent job and take steps to protect this. Now, I don't know what the solution is, but one solution might potentially be to maybe place a few boulders here along the roadway to at least prevent a car from impacting with this thing. We did something very similar over at Barlow's Knoll many years ago to keep people from cutting across the grass at the loop up there. And I don't know if boulders are the solution, but something needs to be done very quickly before we lose this precious memorial forever.